The annual value of a property helps determine the valuation of the real property in terms of finances. Every single property in Singapore is entitled to an annual value. So what is it essential to know about your AV? The gross AV of your real property helps homeowners determine the rent they can demand from potential renters and buyers. This valuation process is exclusive of the residential building's facilities costs and maintenance fees. The authority body that determines the AV of properties in Singapore is the Inland Revenue Authority of Singapore, IRAS. This regulatory body further states that the AV of a property is not determined by the exact income received by the house owner. The IRAS annually updates its database to reflect any new market trends and always sends the property owners a valuation notice to notify them of any revisions that need to be done. They also do this to make sure that they update on any physical changes in the property, such as additional HDB blocks that will impact the AV of the domestic property, exclusive of the maintenance fees. What are the factors that determine the AV of a property? Rent received by the house owner. Although not a deciding factor, the annual rent received by the homeowner is an essential factor that determines the AV of any domestic property, excluding the facilities costs. The actual prices that the landlord can charge will vary depending on different situations. For example, suppose the owner decides to cover the electricity and water bills. The rent will be calculated by considering the owner's expenses for bearing such obligations and vice versa if the owner does not meet these obligations. Municipal value. The municipal property assessor levies taxes on all taxable properties, which are determined by the municipal value of the real property. Typically, all municipal authorities charge homeowners municipal taxes annually based on the letting value, and the resulting amount is considered through various factors. Standard rent. Standard rent is the type of rent already fixed by the Rent Control Act, RCA. If the rent of the domestic property has already been set under the RCA, the owner does not have the right to expect a higher rent than the previously agreed upon amount. This unshakable rent amount is an essential factor in understanding the annual value, whether for commercial or agricultural properties. Fair rent. Fair rent refers to the rent amount that other similar private properties can ask for in the fair market from potential clients/buyers. The criterion is that it needs to be in the same area/locality, since the market value of infrastructure costs relies heavily on location. Fair rent is easily determined through the percentage of market value prevalent in the current market. How to calculate the AV of a property? Actual payable rent. The actual cost of rent payable by a tenant is agreed upon by both parties, owner and tenant. Municipal value. This amount is determined by a local municipal authority and works as a guidance value for the rent payable by the tenants. Standard rent. This rent is determined by the Rent Control Act and is fixed however small or but the amount. Fair rent. The amount for this type of rent is calculated by considering the values of other similar infrastructure costs in the area. How to determine the AV of your property? You can check your domestic property's AV through the IRAS website. You can use the View Property Portfolio e-service link on the website at no extra charge to get a quote on your AV. If you want to get the annual valuation of other properties that you don't own, you will have to pay a meager $2.50 for every property you look up. What factors does the IRAS consider when determining the AV of a property? Similar properties for rent in the same locality. The size of the property. The condition of the property. The location of the property. Other physical attributes relevant to the AV of a property include amenities and shared facilities. When should you calculate property AV? Since the AV of a property is determined by the total calculated amount for which the property will probably be let out for a reasonable price from 1 year to the next, there are a few scenarios under which you need to calculate the AV of a property. Property that is let out through the year. Property that is let out but vacant for a portion of the previous year. Property that is let out for an entire year. Properties that are let out partially. Properties that are self-occupied by the owner. Self-occupied property. Property that cannot be self-occupied because of overseas or other employment reasons. Benefits of knowing your property's AV. The AV of your property will dictate how much tax you pay to your authority tax collector. So, if you estimate how much your AV will be, you can make proper deductions that are standard and can be termed under income from house property when filing your taxes. There are also other uses for the annual valuation of properties, such as premium subsidies from the government like the GST voucher scheme, which allows low-income Singaporeans to get paid in cash every year. If you are a Singaporean with an AV of $21,000 or more, you are not eligible to receive these vouchers. Another such incentive is the SERS, Self-Employed Person Income Relief Scheme, entirely used during the COVID-19 pandemic. This scheme allowed all self-employed individuals to receive $3,000 three times as government aid. For this scheme, the property AV is used to determine who is eligible for the project with the maximum cap of $21,000. How does AV affect property taxpayers? As you might have already guessed, the annual evaluation of your property plays a huge role in determining your real property tax rate. The valuation methodology that is followed to get the yearly property tax bill is AV of your property X, property tax rate equals total payable tax. How to calculate property tax? There are two ways of calculating property taxes. Residential property tax exclusion tax. It includes residential properties that are taxed at 10%. The residential properties under this tax law include recreational clubs, welfare homes, childcare centers, chalets, kindergartens, hotels, nursing homes, rehabilitation centers, service apartments, boarding schools, workers' dormitories, staff quarters, or student care centers, and any other domestic property that is exempted from paying taxes under the Property Tax Act. Non-owner-occupier residential tax. These can also be HDB flats, private buildings, or condominiums. The occupant of the building does not live in the building, so they are exempted from the cheap owner-occupier taxes. If you are to avail of the 10% tax rate, you need to have the proper documentation that approves you for the above-mentioned residential properties. If you get the stamp of approval, you don't have to apply to the IRS. How does the AV of properties affect government schemes? Since the natural principle of any government scheme is to provide support to those in need of aid, AV of properties is typically used as a stand-in for premium subsidies from the government. When a government scheme takes the AV of your property into account, your resulting valuation will depend on your residence as per your NRIC, National Registration Identity Card, whether you are living with your family or are occupying space as a tenant. If you are a tenant occupying a room in this place, you will be able to experience the full extent of government aid, which includes renting an HDB flat or a room in landed property for this same price. In Singapore, the average annual valuations of all HDB flats was $9,600, according to government statistics from 2020. However, the government is set to increase the value up to 6% for all HDB flats by 2022. Will the AV of properties increase in 2022? With every passing year, the IRS will continue its routine increase in the annual EV review of each property's EV in 2022. As for the rest of the properties, specifically HDB flat owners, there will be 4% to 6% increments in the value, which has been in effect since January 2022. After this rapid rate implementation, all 1 to 2 room occupying tenants will not pay property taxes. Additionally, 1 in every 3 3-room flat occupiers will be exempted from paying property taxes. The increase in annual valuation of properties will result in 65% of 3-room flat occupiers paying up to $14 extra every year. Likewise, homeowners of 4 and above rooms will pay up to $26 more in property tax. FAQ. How often does IRS update my annual value? The IRS reviews the annual value of your property once a year. In case your property undergoes significant changes, or you add more facilities or blocks to your building, you are subject to another review by the IRS for another AV review. This will result in an AV change for your property from the day of the renovations. The IRS can reflect the market trends and changes in rental value of similar properties in the locality by reviewing every year. While sometimes there are little to no differences in the property values for years, sometimes you may experience a stark contrast. Hence, it is always better to review the AVs annually to ensure no inconsistency. One significant change in the rental value market in Singapore was the 4 to 6% increase in Avenue at the beginning of the year, and this is the first significant change since 2017. For instance, a 4-room flat that cost $2,000 is now $2,200, which increased a staggering 10%. How important is it to know the AV of my property? One of the main reasons it is vital to know the AV of your property is your property tax. The amount of property tax you are entitled to pay the authorities is determined by fair market values, the AV of your property. The higher your AV, the more the amount of tax you pay. The property tax law for occupied owners is that no surcharges are levied on properties with $8,000 or fewer property values. Another primary reason why it is essential to know your property's AV is for premium subsidies from the government like the GST voucher. For this one, if your AV is $13,000 or less, you get more MediSave, which deals with healthcare costs and cash portions of the GST voucher. If you are the proud owner of HDB flats, you also have more chances of getting more premium subsidies. Can I disagree with the AV of my property? If the IRS comes up with your AV, but you disagree with it for some reason, you may dispute it, but it comes at a cost. First of all, you have to make sure that you file your complaint within 30 days from the day of the IRS declaring the AV for your property. However, there is a specific criterion you need to pass for the IRS to retract their statement of your property's AV. The IRS does not entertain individual circumstances like the property taxes being too high or going through financial turmoil currently, or even that you don't have tenants in your building generating an income. All arguments should be fact-based and solely focused on how the IRS laws calculate the AV of your property. If the IRS rejects your appeal, you still have a chance to get your voice heard. You can go to the Ministry of Finance, which governs the IRS. You need to pay $50 for all the owner-occupiers of inhabited properties and $200 for any other property types for this drastic step. What happens to my AV when there is a transfer of property? If you've bought a new home, your new address will be updated with the IRS for tax purposes. The AV will be updated automatically so that your property tax can be determined and you can go on paying your taxes by January 31st of every year without fail. If you have sold your home, the buyer of your house will have to reimburse a small portion of the property tax that the previous owner pays to a tax collector. It is best to consult professional lawyers regarding taxes to avoid legal trouble. If you are a new homeowner of a newly constructed property, your AV will be announced once you get your temporary occupational permit or your certificate of statutory completion.